and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma, just gone 7 o'clock. And what is the matter with you today? You look like you've swallowed a wasp.
Well, I mean, I didn't have the best of dinners, let's put it that way.
What happened? Are you hangry today? Because you just look really annoyed.
No, this morning I'm grumpy because of my hangry incident last night. So,
well, what happened?
Well, I'd ordered a takeaway from a place that I'd not ordered from before. And that's always a schoolboy error if you're hungry.
Okay.
You know, and I thought, this is a good deal. Bang. And an hour went by. You know, I'm not saying an hour from when I ordered it. An hour from when they said it would be delivered had gone by.
Oh, right? No. So it's like an hour and a half. Even more hungry. Correct.
So I'm sat there and next to my son, who's 10, he's getting hangry. We're two hangry boys together. And I'm going, we're going to have to... I phone up. I go, there's only pizza. Pizza and chicken bit. Where's our pizza and chicken? Oh, well, you know, we're very busy tonight. I know. You've got a deal on. I appreciate you're busy. But I'm really hungry here. And then I got really, really moody. And the guy finally arrived. But I just cancelled it on the delivery app. And then he knocked the door. Ding dong. And I thought, oh, no. So I had to take it. And then I had to spend 10 minutes... uncancelling it so that the delivery people didn't think I was a fraudster. And then by the time
did you manage to eat though?
No. I had three slices. That was it. Didn't like it then because I
was not. You had breakfast this morning?
No. And I'm not. I was so moved. I was so angry, disappointed. I'm just not eating.
That's what that. You're going to be angry if you're not eating, are you?
Yeah.
You need to just stop. We need to go and make you some toast before we do anything else because, honestly, your face is making me feel angry.
You got just eat. I'm just not eating. Emma, I've got a really good heartwarming story now. And now I've calmed down after being hangry.
Oh, good, good. I like heartwarming. Go on, tell me something lovely.
I want to talk a little bit about Paul O'Grady on the show today.
What a saint that man is.
Yes, well, was, bless him. Paul O'Grady left a huge amount of money in his will. Basically, his estate has been dealt with now, and we now know the contents, the public element at least, of Paul O'Grady's will. And it is staggering, absolutely staggering, what he has donated and left out of the good fortune that he had while he was alive and well working. Listen to some of this, right? He has left. It is unbelievable. He has left £775,000 to causes and organisations that were close to his heart. Isn't that beautiful?
Aww, well, that's such a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Just to 500 think, like, grand, half a million quid to Battersea Cats and Dogs Home. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's
and
beautiful.
And he loved his dogs, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. As well as donations of 50 grand to an elephant and orangutan charity. He's also given £50,000 to the Salvation Army, who helped him when he was younger, growing up in Liverpool, where he also volunteered as a teenager as well. Our thoughts with his family this morning, and of course, let's never, ever forget Paul O'Grady. This is Tony and Emma.
Do you think I'm like the White Witch of the East?
Again?
I mean, the East. What? Where are we based?
Oh, no.
We're like in the middle.
Yeah. What are you, the Wicked Witch of the... the West.
No, I'm not the Wicked Witch.
Oh.
I'm the White Witch. I'm calling myself the White Witch because strange things keep happening to me. Really strange things. So do you ever get it where you're thinking of someone in your mind and you think, oh, I really need to message them, I really need to message them, and you look at your phone and then all of a sudden you've got a message?
Not really, but that did happen to me on Friday. So I was driving along and I see... You know when you press the button in your car and you say, call Mike? And I told my car to call Mike and it didn't. And Mike called me at the same moment.
Yes. Right, it's those ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, I get this all the time, like all the time. It's weird. And I don't believe in coincidences anymore because I'm sure that there's more to it than that. But so I've got this, I don't know, I've got this friend that I met last year and he's from Canada. But whenever I think of him, little weird things pop up. So, like, I might
bet
drive
they do.
Past...
If it's the kind of friend I'm thinking about, I bet they do.
That's enough. It's breakfast radio. Right. All I was going to say is little things pop up from Canada that remind me of him.
Righto.
You know, I might see a flag. I might see, like, the.
We don't want to know what you're
like.
Seeing.
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. But anyway, that keeps happening to me. And it's happening with everything. So I can't go anywhere without these little things happening. I just think it's weird, but I think I've got some sort of special power. I'm just going to call myself the White Witch now.
Okay, which is going to go really well with your surname, because that's Saint, obviously. So Saint the White Witch has got quite a ring to it. Emma will be appearing on Just Haunted next week on one of the channels on Sky that you never really watch. with our White Witch skills. Yeah, that's enough of that. This is Tony and Emma. Emma, what do you reckon we love the smell of more than any other smell?
Paint.
Paint.
Oh my God, it smells so good.
Paint is good, but it's not the one I'm thinking of. Have another go.
Give me a clue.
You love it. I know you love it because I've sat in the passenger seat and you've been...
Petrol.
Yeah.
Petrol. Oh God, I love the smell of petrol.
Yes, you're very weird at a petrol station.
But it's so good. You can get out and you literally just stand right next to the pump and you breathe it in and it's like... Oh, so it's so good.
Yeah, I'm like, will you just fill the car up so we can get going? No. This smells lush, this does.
It is. And even, you know when you're not supposed to get it on your hands? Sometimes, like when it dribbles out, I purposely put my hand in it so that I can just sniff it.
You're the only person I know ever that does that.
It's a good smell, though. Hang on, I think paint is also a really good smell.
Yes, wet paint is in the list. It's on in the top five. Congratulations.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me guess some more. Right. Bacon.
Bacon is not in the list, but that's a good smell.
Oh, really? Yeah, what about fresh bread?
Fresh bread baking. It's just outside the top five. That is it. It's in the top 10, but not in the top five. Top five we're going for, I'm afraid. No, there's not.
Hold on, I've got another one.
Go on.
Carpet. You know, like new carpet shops.
Sorry, come again. Carpet.
Carpet. When you get a new carpet put down in your house.
I'm going to give you this because that's new car smell. That is in the top five. So that's kind of the same thing.
New car. That's not like carpet that I was talking about. New car is different.
All right, you're not having a point then. Right, you've got. And here's.
No, I want the point back.
No, that's gone.
I take it back.
I'll give you the others. Freshly cut grass.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you like that one?
Why did I not say that? Yes.
Sun cream.
Yes, holidays. Oh my God,
coconut one that you never actually have a sun cream, but when you're at the pool and somebody cracks it open, you're like, oh, now we're on holiday. I've smelt whatever that's called. We're on holiday. What else is there? We've got freshly laundered clothes or bed sheets.
Nothing better than getting into a fresh bed.
I agree with that, especially if it's someone else's.
So good.
And this is, I don't agree with this one, but bonfire, not for me.
When it's bonfire night, yes. When it's wafting in my hair and in my face, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I've got grade 1.5. This is Tony and Emma.
I had such a great evening last night.
Oh, what did you get up to?
I was going through all my DVDs.
Oh, this sounds riveting, Emma.
Riveting? What sort of word is that?
Please tell me, I can imagine you now. You were sat cross-legged on the floor with all your DVDs about the place going, oh, I haven't seen The Little Mermaid in years. Oh, I've got it. What's big about? Not what you're thinking it's about, I'll tell you that now. So this was you, wouldn't it?
How do you know me this well?
I know you so well. I can picture what you were doing.
Yeah, I know, but it's so true.
I bet you had DVDs you didn't even know you'd bought.
No, I didn't. There were so many of them as well. Mannequin was in there, and I was like, oh, God, it's such a great film.
This would be a great video of going through Emma's DVD collection, because there'll be movies in there that Emma doesn't even know what they are, but she'd have bought them because she likes the cover.
Oh, yeah, there was those as well. Yep. There was loads of good ones. I thought, oh, my God, I haven't watched that.
Oh, come on, give us a list of some of the good ones we could do with a laugh.
Bridesmaids. Love right. that film. So funny.
Okay.
Devil Wears Prada. I haven't watched that for ages. There was Elizabeth. I love a bit of history stuff, and that was really good.
Brilliant.
And Anne Boleyn, the Boleyn sisters or something, Boleyn girls, that was in there as well. What else? Flushed Away. That's a really good kids' film, but it's so good.
I like the way you've got that file next to the Anne Boleyn story. That's good. Here are kids.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Okay. What classic is that?
I know.
Honestly, the classics that were coming out.
I'm going to see Pretty Woman next week in the theatre.
A Bodyguard was in there as well in my DVD collection.
Yeah. Right, okay.
That was good. The Bridges of Madison County. Have you ever watched that?
Nope.
Oh my God, it's such a good film. It's like a classic.
That sounds like something. This sounds like a girl film to me. Like it's a film.
You cry, you laugh. Then you feel sad, but like feel overwhelmed with emotion. Oh my, honestly, it got me thinking about how many good films there are out
there. Did you watch the Bridges of whatever it was called by yourself, or did someone explain to you what was happening? Because if you've just given it that review, it's probably a comedy. This is Tony and Emma. Earlier in the show, we asked you what your favourite film was. This was because Emma was meaninglessly sorting through her DVDs for absolutely no reason. We discovered...
I like to look through the things and see what you've got.
Yeah, brilliant. For a moment, I thought you were going to go and take them to a car boot sale or maybe the dump and just get rid of them, you know. But no, she's just put them back on the shelf exactly where she got them from. She's not even sorted them out into any kind of alphabetical order or anything like that. She just went, I own all of these and I've put them all back again.
But I know what I've got and now I know my favourite films.
Right, well, let's find out what some of your favourite films are. We've had some messages, I think, haven't we?
We've had a couple of messages come in. We've got Jacob, who says he really likes Forrest Gump.
Oh, brilliant film.
I love
film.
That. What does he say?
Life's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah,
I'm not very good at impressions where anyone starts moaning.
He's so good, that actor, isn't he? What's his name?
That actor. That
I've forgotten his name. I've got brain freeze.
That actor.
Give me a second. It will come to me.
Come on. He was in Big, which
was... Hanks!
Yes!
Yes!
Only the
I
world's
knew it was gonna come to
greatest
me.
Living actor, Emma could go,
so
Forrest
sorry.
Gump, that actor, you know, that one that, oh, he's fit familiar.
He was in Turner and Hooch as well, wasn't he, in Splash?
I bet he's... hopefully, he's hoping you're not writing his eulogy later. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning, this is Tony Dibben and Emma Saint. Welcome to our little show. We do this every single weekday morning between 7 and 9, and you are so welcome. And if you miss any of the show, by the way, and you think these guys are remotely interesting, I wonder what else they get up to. Well, we get all the best bits that we've done all week, and we make a podcast out of that, and then that's got none of the songs and none of the other bits. It's just the funny bits that we do. And if you want to listen to that, it's really simple. Just type in Tony and Emma in anywhere that you get your podcast from, and our little faces will pop up, or you can go to tonyandemma.co.uk and it's right there. You can just press play. So you can get our podcast, put that out at the end of the week, you hear all the best bits of the show. And lots of people are now starting to message in as more and more people discover the show. Is that right, Emma?
It is, yeah. We've had a few messages in this morning, actually. So we've got to say a big hello to Sandy and Annabelle, who is 7, getting ready for school this morning. Big hello and good morning to Jessica Pryor, who's turning 10 today. Happy birthday.
Happy
lots of love.
Birthday.
Yeah, lots of love from Mum, Dad and your baby sister, Ellie. So we hope you have a lovely day. And if you want to get in contact with the show, please do. We love to hear from you. You can email us at studio@tonyandemma.co.uk, or you can WhatsApp us on
07706300565. 07706300565. You could even save that in your mobile, and at any time you hear someone on the show that you want to join in with, you just have to just find us in WhatsApp.
Ping us a message.
Job done. Right then, back to the tunes. This is Tony and Emma. Right, Emma, I've got a word for you now. Okay, you've got to try and figure out what it is. All right, I'll give you a clue. It's a phobia, right? So you now have to figure out what phobia this is. Ready?
Okay.
Phobophobia. What do you think that's a phobia of?
A phobia of a phobia.
You are right. She's got it in one. Hole in one.
Oh my gosh. I actually got it right.
It's like playing crazy golf with her again. Yes.
Yes.
You are correct.
I'm quite proud of myself.
Yep.
You know how I got that though? Because it was quite easy. Phobophobia.
Well, I was hoping. It was 50-50 on my part whether or not you'd be able to work it out.
I thought it was going to be harder than that.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud you get a sticker for the show today.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Phobophobia is the phobia of having a phobia.
That's just a little bit crazy, isn't it?
That's like I don't know what that's called.
I don't know.
You're going to be stuck in an endless loop of being worried about, I might have a phobia, I've got a phobia, I've got a phobia, I might have a phobia.
Have you got a phobia?
Yeah, you know mine, don't you?
No.
Mine's really bad. I mean, I've had like hypnosis and all kinds of stuff.
Hang on. No, you've got a few phobias though.
Yeah, but I've got one. I've got one really bad one. Spiders.
Right.
So spiders is mine. What's yours?
I don't like veins.
Oh. Which was somebody with all the medical conditions that you've got. That can't be very convenient.
No, I just don't like them. I just don't like, you know, I just don't like seeing them underneath the skin.
Right.
I just think, oh no, oof, no. No, it's like when you have to go and have a blood test done. I don't mind the needle, but I the thought of it going in your vein.
So the blood testing, right? Do you know the bit I don't like about blood tests? You'll think I'm weird again now. I don't mind the needle. I can, that's fine. I don't like that thing they put around your arm.
Oh, that squeezes you.
I go, what's this for? Yeah, what are you doing this for?
Thing.
And she goes, oh, I need that for the vat. I don't like it. Just stab it in. And
no. Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, there
I
you go.
I come out with sweat patches. I'm like a sweaty pig when I come out of there.
Okay, oh, well, that's lovely. Enjoy your breakfast, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Tony and Emma. It's Friday morning. The weekend's in touching distance now. Welcome to Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Are you going to be watching Comic Relief? It is Comic Relief Day today. Red Nose Day, dibs.
I will watch the start. I'm actually going to go to a first of two St. Patrick's parties this weekend, and my first one is later tonight. But I will see the beginning of Comet Relief because I'll be in then.
I feel like we should paint your face green for St. Patrick's,
right,
but give you a red nose.
Brilliant.
For Red Nose Day.
I'll look like Shrek.
Oh, I've been sat here with a red nose all morning. You haven't even said anything.
Well, I just thought.
Did you think I had a cold?
It's another normal. It's another normal day working with Emma. What does she come as today? Hello, I've come straight from rehab. Oh, have you? Okay, well, let's just crack on with the show then. It is Comet Relief today. Good luck to everybody. You might be having a dress down or dress up day, whatever they call it now. And good luck to people who might be sitting in a bath of beans. The people still do this kind of stuff to raise money.
I've always wanted to do that.
I've always
wanted to sit in a bath of beans.
All right, okay. Wish you'll regret telling me that now on this. Now we're doing the show, because that will be happening very soon. You'll be in a shopping centre somewhere, sat in a bath of beans, regretting this decision.
I'd love to do that. But yes, you're right. To anyone that is raising money today, and all the schools that are going in, dress down day, or wear what you like, or wear a red wig or a red nose, have a great day. I hope you raise loads and loads of money, because it's such a great cause.
Nice. Well done, Comet Relief. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning. It's Tony and Emma. It's great to be here. It's Friday today and the weekend's almost here. I could do with the weekend now.
Oh, it's coming. It's on the verge. I love it when you get up on a Friday and everyone's in such a good mood because they know that the weekend is coming.
It's everything that a Monday isn't it? A Friday.
It's just not manic, isn't it?
That's right.
We've got to say thank you to everyone who's been in contact with the show this week. If you are new to our show, welcome. Come on, breakfast friends.
That's right. We're getting new listeners every single day and we love it. So we thank you and we're very grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You can contact the show in lots of different ways. You can email us at studio@tonyandemma.co.uk, but you can also WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp, and we've had some voice messages in through our WhatsApp. Please do this, because I love a voice note.
Oh, the voice notes are brilliant. This is a kind of new thing. When we did the show together the first time around many years ago, we didn't have...
I don't even think
we had WhatsApp, but
no,
now
didn't
this
exist
is
then.
A revelation for what we're trying to do. You can just send a little voice note, blast it in, and we can use it on the show and everyone can hear it. It's brilliant, okay? So if you want to do that, it's 07706 300 565. And here's some of yours.
Morning, guys. Getting ready for the school run. Can I have a big shout out to my boy Connor and my daughter Ava?
Morning, guys. Can I have a shout out for my mum and dad, Lou and Russell Lake?
Can I just make a shout out to Alice Smith? Good morning.
Thank you very much. We loved each and every
Thank
one of
you.
Those. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning. It's Tony and Emma. Welcome to the show.
Emma, what is this drink that you brought into the show this morning? Every day Emma comes in with some other concoction
tea.
That's not a tea. I don't drink
tea.
Hot drinks, but even I know that isn't a tea. That is a mug of milk.
That's not a mug of milk. That is tea. Look, there was a bit of a problem with... I like tea, and I've already had two cups this morning.
Right.
And we only had one tea bag left. So I used the tea bag for the first cup of tea, and that was quite nice. Then I had to use it for the second cup of tea, and this is the third cup of tea that I've had to use the same tea bag. But it's still tea.
Are you telling me you're using the same tea bag to make No, Emma.
Yes.
I don't know
anyone
else
bags left
on planet Earth who has done... Is this a thing? Have I missed this? I mean, I don't drink tea, so maybe everybody goes, oh, yeah, I do that. No, nobody
Look,
does
I
this.
Can't function without at least three cups of tea, so I had to use the one tea bag, and I just thought, you know what, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like recycling. It's good for the planet.
I mean, I go along with that, that you do talk sense. However, I can see the results of your thinking, and... It doesn't tally, I'm afraid. She's drinking milk with a minging tea bag.
It's not milk. It's tea.
And the tea bag is still floating in the milk.
Well, if we had a teapot and we could go back in time and use teapots, it wouldn't have been a problem because it would have been stewed a lot longer.
If we had the budget we had 14 years ago and we first did this show, you'd have a tea vending machine. Anyway, this can't be right. Nobody else does this, do they? If you do, let us know. 07706 300 565 on WhatsApp or email Tony and Emma. No, email studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. Right, this is Tony and Teabag. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing your Friday morning with us. Now, earlier in the show, we discovered that Emma had been reusing the same teabag all morning. Wrong!
No, we've only had one. We only had one teabag left, so it gave me no other alternative than to use my initiative and think, just use the same one again.
Or drink
and
something
it's
else.
Worked. Well, it's worked. No, I don't want anything else. It's
you
worked.
You say so. Has anyone been in touch? Is anyone on your wavelength for this? Because most people think you're a weirdo.
I want to say that other people were on my wavelength, but on this occasion I don't think they were. Ellen's text to say, Tony's right, Emma, you can't use a tea bag twice, let alone three times. It's just wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, Claire Burke, go do Claire Burke's, you'll like this one.
Well, she says, stick to coffee, it's all you need to get you going. Well, I would, but it's not the same as tea. When I was younger, right, I wouldn't drink milk as a baby, so my mum used to make
everything.
Up yeah, my mum used to make up a bottle.
Right.
No, my mum used to make up a bottle of tea and I'd happily drink the tea. So I cannot start a day without tea. So
okay,
I just had to reuse the tea bag, and I know you say it looks like hot milk, but to me it's just comfort, it's great, I feel good.
I've known you the best part of 20 years and now the answers are beginning to come. That's why she's like this, folks. This is Tony and Emma.
Just after 8 o'clock, it's Tony and Emma right here on your breakfast show.
Yes, it's great to be here. Emma, I've made a bit of a boo-boo on social media.
Again?
Yeah.
Again? You
yeah.
do this regularly.
I'm not very good at social media. And it's not like from a want to try, because I'm on it a lot. I mean, most, 3 hours a night, I have a little look on TikTok, Instagram.
Oh, no, yeah. No. Come on, what have you done?
So one of my friends, not a really good friend, but, someone I know in the business, has very tragically lost their dad.
Oh,
and our condolences to the family and all of that. And so I thought I'd put a little message, as you do, my deepest wishes and all of that stuff, right? And as I went to do that, I thought, oh, I better put the little caring emoji on the post. So it
right,
says I
yeah,
care.
That's
and
right
here's,
thing to do.
Right, so that's all the right things. Tick, tick, tick. Oh, Tony's a good friend. However, I was doing it with my thumb, right?
I feel like you've messed this up royally, haven't you?
Oh, it weren't good. It's not good. So what I did is I did the emoji and then I started typing the message, of condolences, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Then I glanced up underneath the actual post. And I pressed the laughing emoji.
Oh, no.
And I thought, oh, no, like you just said there.
That is right? not good.
So I went
back. Bad friend.
I realised if you hover on it, right, you can then change it to the, you go, oh, I'm saved. And as I went to save it, the dog jumped on my leg, right? And it went on the thumbs up emoji.
No! So it got worse.
So I went, ha, ha, thumbs up, care.
That is so wrong.
Yeah, so
I hope you messaged afterwards and said, I'm just so sorry. That was just my fat thumbs.
No, I just thought, sometimes you're better off just retreating into the corner and saying nothing. So if
so
anyone,
bad.
I know, I shouldn't laugh. It's not
You're
the
not the only one, though. There'll be so many other people where their social media has gone wrong.
I've got an idea, Zuckerberg. If somebody puts a post out there and it's like about a loss or somebody's passed away, just take the laughing emoji and the thumbs up. Who is going to laugh at a post like that? We don't need that emoji.
You.
Because I look like an
idiot. Fat thumbs. God. You.
This is Tony and Emma. Thumbs up. Good morning. It's Friday. The weekend is almost with us, and I love the weekend. Emma, we've been talking about social media going wrong on the show this morning.
Yes.
Can anyone beat me with the condolence text?
Yes. We've had Mark Colston. He said, I didn't text, but I once called a taxi to come and get me from a party. I'd had a little bit too much to drink, and when the taxi arrived, my friend asked what I was doing as the party was at my own house.
That's brilliant.
That's hilarious.
Mark, you should work on this show. I think I might have found your second husband, Emma.
Oh, wow. Great, thanks.
You two would be perfect.
Shelley's
been in touch. Is this about a taxi? I sent a text to my old dear. I sent a text to my boss asking him if we could if we could meet up and get to know each other.
Oh,
it
no.
was meant to be for the guy I'd started dating. My boss replied and firmly told me that it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate. And that he he was happily married. Oh, at least he was honest.
Oh, my God.
At least he was honest.
Yeah, but how would you have walked back into the office and, like, oh, that would have been awful. Yeah. P45, that is.
That would have been the Christmas party walk of shame in June.
Yeah.
Thanks for those. They're great messages. This is Tony and Emma. Get this. Life in Coronation Street, right, is 9,200 times more dangerous than it is in real life. Like, someone's actually carried out a study into this. I wish I was a student in 2024. This is the things you can do at uni. Residents of Weatherfield are at a greater risk than anywhere else in Soapland, with a murder rate of 9.3 against a real-life national average of 0.001.
Oh, my God.
Researchers analysed the storylines, cast and events of the four main UK soaps over the last 12 months, right?
Yeah.
And they found that there were 55 incidents, in inverted commas, 8 deaths on the cobbles recently, 167% higher than average is Hollyoaks. It's in the second place with a murder rate of 8.3%. EastEnders trails in behind, only 6.9 there. Emmerdale's the safest spot in Soapland in terms of deaths, but its residents are likelier to be robbed as it's got a 75% theft rate than its TV rivals.
This is awful. This is. I'm out. I can't watch any more soaps. But I am going to go for an audition at Coronation Street, because if I'm really bad, they'll just kill me off anyway.
I'd pay good money. Emma wouldn't make it past the opening time. No, 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 no. Oh, there's a murder. There's a murder already. It'd be like Death in Paradise. You'd be dead before the credits start. This is Tony and Emma.
But the shenanigans continue over the weekend. I am heading over to London, and you know I've got a list of 40 things to do before I'm 40.
Yes, and time's ticking on, because how old are you today?
Well, no, I'm 36 now, but I'm going to be 37 in July.
That's right. Don't mean July, folks. You know when kids go, I'm 6, but I'm nearly 7. Emma still does this 30 years later.
Well, it's fine. Anyway, I've got this list and I'm slowly getting through, ticking some of the things off.
Yeah.
But one of the things was to go and walk over the top of the O2 in London. So this weekend, I am jumping on a train to get into London, and then I'm going to head over the O2.
You're going to walk
How
over the roof
that?
Of the O2.
Yeah.
If anyone happens to be going to a concert this weekend at the O2,
I'll jump on the ceiling.
Yeah. I mean, you're here.
I'm here. Yeah. Can we go in?
Oh, look, it's Mary Poppins. No, no.
I've always wanted to be her as well.
Well, by Sunday morning, you might just get your wish. Have a great weekend. This is Tony and Emma.